Chapter on What is said regarding the hand-to-hand exchange of books of knowledge and the writing of knowledge by religious scholars to different countries. Anas said that Uthman got the Qur'an transcribed and then sent its copies to far-off places. Abdullah bin Umar, Yahya bin Sa'id, and Malik consider it permissible. And some people of Hijaz supported this opinion depending on the narration of the Prophet, peace be upon him. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, got some instructions written to be given to the commander of the army, and told him, the commander, not to read them till he had reached such and such place. When that commander reached that place, he read out what had been written to the people, and informed them of the orders of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Narrated Abdullah bin Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them. Once Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, gave a letter to a person and ordered him to go and deliver it to the governor of Bahrain. He did so, and the governor of Bahrain sent it to the Khusro, who read that letter and then tore it to pieces. The sub-narrator, Ibn Shihab, thinks that Al-Musayyab said that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, invoked Allah against them, saying, may Allah tear them into pieces and disperse them all totally. Narrated Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him. Once the Prophet, peace be upon him, wrote a letter or intended to write a letter. The Prophet, peace be upon him, was told that they, rulers, would not read letters unless they were sealed. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, got a silver ring made with Muhammad the Messenger of Allah engraved on it, as if I were just observing its white glitter in the hand of the Prophet, peace be upon him.